Hot 101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
You go out with someone and you get all the feels because you're like, I'm looking for a person. Mm. This could be my person.
Yeah.
Oh, then it's not because they don't get back to you.
Let's backtrack a little bit, Leandra. How did you meet Jason?
I met Jason on Match because I'm not really interested in just hooking up or anything like that. So I don't use Tinder and those stuff. And we have a ton of stuff in common. Like, it was so great just getting to know him online and talk to him and pick his brain. So we had our first date a few weeks ago at Jackson's.
Ooh.
So nice.
Fancy.
So after that, we decided to do this super sweet beach date at the sunset. So romantic. I was like, oh, my God. Like you just said, he might be my person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he's just been, like, avoiding my calls. And he's only giving me one-word responses in text.
Oh, my gosh. Then I don't know what. I don't know.
We've got to figure this out. Let's get Jason on the phone so we can get to the bottom of this and you can at least have some answers.
All right. Here's the thing, Leandra. We're going to have you stay quiet while we get Jason on the phone and we'll do the talking. Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Jason?
Yes. Who is this?
Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5. And right now you're on the radio in Tampa Bay. Hey, is it okay if we could continue chatting with you on the air?
Sure.
Awesome.
What's this about?
Okay, Jason, it's Holly. So basically, we're calling about a couple of dates that you went on and then apparently ghosted this woman. I'm talking about Leandra. We have this, you know, connection to her. She's got a connection to you, or so she thought. And so we're trying to figure out what happened. Why are you, do you seem to be blowing her off?
I didn't expect this call. Well, I mean, I'm to be honest with you, I'm a little overwhelmed by her.
Oh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, our first date actually was fine. It was fine. She wanted to go to Jackson's, which, you know, like, geez, like, how much money do you think I make? It's a nice place. Everything goes expensive. But it's fine. But then it was the second date where it just really shut it all down for me.
What do you mean shut it all down? What happened on that second date?
Well, I don't know how we got on this topic, but we were just, you know, talking back and forth and stuff like that. And somehow we got, you know, on the topic of, like, credit cards and banking and how, you know, we deal with money. Because, I mean, that is kind of important, I think, when you're in a relationship with someone.
Yeah.
And she just casually mentioned a wedding fund account. Like, she even had a card for it.
What does that mean?
So we were talking, like, the bill came by, right? And we were like, oh, well, we're going to go Dutch on this one. And we pulled her cards. And she was like, oh, I actually can't use this card because this is for my wedding account. And she told me that it was, like, totally normal because I thought that was unusual. And I kind of laughed it off. And she said, no, this is, like, what people do. And that, in fact, she had been saving since her junior year of high school. Not of college.
Oh.
But of high school.
Okay. For a wedding.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Which is why I kind of thought it was psycho.
Oh, okay. You know
that's
what, Jason?
A
lot.
Well, Holly, you didn't have to handle this one.
We're going to do it together. Jason, okay. I am sorry to bombard you, but we actually do have Leandra on the phone. Leandra.
I mean, the fact that I'm saving my own money to get what I want because I know what I want is actually pretty normal. It's not like I went and took a bank loan or something, okay?
Right. Yes.
Like, I'm not trying to undercut the fact that it's impressive. Don't get me wrong or anything like that. It's just, you know, considering how much money is actually in there, it's great, but it's also creepy. It's like you have every single detail already ironed out and planned out, but the groom, that's weird.
Well, I mean, like, I haven't picked colors or anything, but yeah, I want to get married. I know I want to get married, and that's obviously why I'm on Match. Duh.
How much are we talking in this wedding account?
It's only about $30,000.
Girl, you can pay off my student loans.
Shh, Miguel, this is not the time.
Yeah.
This is not the place.
You won't get married to a gay man.
Miguel! Okay. Okay, so you...
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
Wow.
Well, good for you, first of all.
I'm about to say, you know what?
For having the strength to save that.
I mean, it does seem like a lot, but I mean, you got to admit, Jason, I mean, she's a woman who knows what she wants, and she goes after it.
That's right, Leandra. I see where you're coming from.
Thank you. I mean, like, I'm only 20 years old, and I have that much money saved. Like, I think that speaks volumes as to, like, my character, who I am. And
Jason, I mean, if you do get married, I mean, it's already paid for.
It's going to be a good wedding.
I'm just saying.
it's really weird to me because it almost seems like it doesn't matter who you get married to as long as you get married, Leandra. And, like, that's not what I'm looking for.
That's just, like, disrespectful because, like, if I wanted to get married that bad to anybody and didn't care, I would find someone who needed, like, a green card or something. No, I'm looking for a real connection, which I thought we had. But having that amount of money saved, having a wedding basically paid for, I think my groom will be absolutely thrilled.
Well, why don't you have good luck with that? It won't be me.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.